1-800-648-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second last half hour of hour number three. I apologize for the dead air. Greatly appreciate Devin Lawrence, our engineer, remotely getting me connected back into the studio. We are going to connect high fidelity and be ready to go so I can hear the music outs, and greatly appreciate him doing that for us. One of the things I think that we're looking at here basically is the fact that this is a process that we are going through here in the state of Michigan that you guys need to know about, and you need to share this information. Bottom line, we have a website that will allow you as a volunteer citizen to check any address in the state of Michigan you would like. Any address you would like. This is without a doubt something that you can do, and it doesn't cost any money. You have to understand that what it is very simple. It's a website, checkmyvote.org. That's the website, checkmyvote.org. What you do is you go to that website, you click on Michigan, and you start searching addresses. Now, the way I'd like to do this is because everybody knows their own township. Everybody knows their own local community. Everybody knows where there are vacant homes that are located in your area. You know where vacant lots are. Did you know that every single vacant lot in northern Michigan has a street address? An actual street address. You can put that address in this checkmyvote.org website and check it to see who's registered to vote there. This is amazing. Because vacant lots with an address attached to it should not have anybody registered to vote at that address because there's not a house there. Homes that are vacant, deserted. Commercial businesses. Now, this is very important. Commercial businesses, addresses in commercial zoned areas cannot be a principal residence. As a registered voter, you have to live at a residence. You have to absolutely live there. If it's a commercial business at an address, there shouldn't be anybody registered to vote there. Nobody. If you put in an address, a vacant lot, a vacant house, or a commercial building, and somebody is registered to vote there, on this website, checkmyvote.org, you can flag that registration. You can absolutely flag that registration so that you can then contact your local clerk. And in doing so, tell them about this website. Your local clerk may not know about it. Explain to them that checkmyvote.org is a database, a searchable database that was put together by an engineer. His name is Fani Mantravadi. If you want his contact information, your clerk wants his contact information, they want to talk to him, to vet him, to absolutely discuss it with them, just text me PM. Fani is spelled with a P-H-A-N-I, Mantravadi. PM for Fani Mantravadi. I will send you his contact information. You can send that to your clerk. In doing so, your clerk can absolutely, absolutely talk to him, verify that this is a legitimate searchable database. They update it. They update it every couple of days with information directly from the qualified voter files from the Bureau of Elections in Lansing, Michigan. Fani has a team of volunteers that do this every single day. So as a result, you know the data is current. Your local clerk can rely on the fact that this is current data. They can go into their qualified voter files and compare the registrations that you flagged. You call up your local clerk. Her name is Donna. Hey, Donna, this is Randy Bishop. Oh, hey, Randy. Hey, I'm on the website, checkmyvote.org. And I put in an address for a vacant lot here in my subdivision. There's people registered to vote there. What? Yeah. Well, they can't be registered to vote there. There's no house on it. Yep, right down the street. Give her the address. Tell her to go to the website, checkmyvote.org, click on Michigan, go into her township, and she will see the flagged registrations that we do. In that process, she can therefore remove them at the local township clerk office, remove them from the qualified voter files. I'm only asking you to do 10. If you do 10 and you see how easy it is and you decide to do more, great. Thank you for doing it. But if each one of us do these searches, take the time to find 10 addresses in your township, in your area, in your subdivision. If you guys are listening over in projects like Lakes of the North, okay, Mishaway, these are large residential real estate projects started years ago that were never built on. But there's an address for every single lot in those projects. There's commercial buildings all over the place in your community. All you got to do is look up and find the address and then do a search. Type the address into this website, checkmyvote.org, and see if there's anybody registered to vote there. Share this information with your township clerks. Make them aware of this website, checkmyvote.org. And when they understand what you're doing and what they have the capability of doing, we just might make a difference in next year's election. It's that simple. One of the things you have to understand, it's up to us people. If we don't do it, nobody else will. But share this information with everybody you know. Send me a text for Check My Vote, and I'll send you the direct link to the website. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment for today. I had seven people text me, check my vote. I sent the link, the clickable link there with instructions. Click on Michigan. And then you're able to look up any address, any county. You can even search by people's names. You can put your name in there. And it'll pull up your address, and it'll show you exactly where you're registered to vote. If you want to search by street, just put in a street name. Every registration with that street name will come up. You can search by county. Well, that's way too big. But you can search by county if you have an address or a person's name. There's all kinds of ways to search for the registrations at those addresses. But more importantly, what you have to do is make sure that your local township clerk is made aware of it. Make sure they're aware of the website, checkmyvote.org, and what it's capable of doing, number one, or number two, tell them that you've already flagged registrations at vacant lots, vacant homes, and commercial buildings. And they're already flagged right there in the website. All they have to do is access it, look at it, and then they can pull it from their qualified voter files. If we do this work, and I call it work, but actually it's quite easy to do. Late at night, instead of watching TV, go on your computer. Let's check a couple addresses here in our township, like Randy was talking about. See how quickly you can do 10 address searches and flag them, and then call or email your township clerk to have them investigate and look into it. That's all I'm asking you guys to do. But more importantly, share this information. Tell your friends about the website. Tell your clerks about the website. Tell your Republican parties about it. Tell your gun clubs. Book clubs. Homeschooling organizations. If we do this, folks, ourselves, as a complete volunteer effort, we can clean up the qualified voter files working with our local clerks. And that's what I'm basically asking you to do. Because if we don't do it, nobody will. And this will have major impacts on next year's elections. Why do you think Jocelyn Benson and Jonathan Brader are playing games with the qualified voter files data? The number of ballots cast. They are 100% totally aware of what they're doing and the manipulations they're capable of doing. Total partisans, they don't care about election integrity. They want to win. That's all they're interested in. Jocelyn wants to win the nomination for Democrat governor because she believes that the Democrats will have a big turnout next year because of Donald Trump and the Republicans in Washington. They believe that the people will vote Democrat next year and Republicans won't even show up. Low voter turnout is historical in Michigan. Going back for decades, we have low voter turnouts in the midterm elections, November, between the presidential elections. We cannot allow that to happen next year. We can't do it. It's that simple. We have got to get out in mass, just like we did on November 5th, 2024. And you guys are going to be a part of it. Because we are going to educate, we're going to inform, we're going to engage the candidates, we're going to get good candidates elected in the Republican primaries next August. Less than a year from right now. We're already inside of a year, and it's going to happen. So with that, you are armed. You've got the information. You've got the website. If you don't, again, just text me, check my vote. You text me at that information. My phone will auto-reply with a link directly to the website, checkmyvote.org. You can click on it. And it'll take you right there. Folks, you can do this on your phone. You can do it on a computer, laptop, tablet. All you got to do is go to that website. Checkmyvote.org. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. I want to thank you again for those of you who texted me legal. I sent you the links to the information. The full story is there on our Give, Send, Go website. Share the information with everybody. I greatly appreciate it. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in.